Good morning, DLC. Good morning and welcome to our Thursday morning Jumpstart call. My name is Shelia Williams and I serve on our outreach ministry, and I have the pleasure of leading today's Jumpstart call, and I'm just really excited and thank you for really joining and getting up this morning. If this is your first time joining on Thursdays, we just gather together in the name of the Lord, and we rotate. We hear different voices to receive a word of encouragement that has been placed on the speaker's heart that week. And so I thank God for being able to lead the call today. And really just thank you for your sacrifice this morning. I know that your beds were warm, but our hope is that your heart is warm and enriched by today's call. So I'm going to give others a few minutes to join. And again, just thank you for joining us today and every Thursday for our Jumpstart call. I do want to go ahead and mention that these calls are always available online. If you go to discoverlifega.org, you will be able to navigate the previous calls in case you've missed a word or also just need some additional enrichment throughout the week. I just want to just share what's been on my heart this week, The word or the thought that has just been saturating my heart is just rest. I've just had a number of conversations with loved ones and friends this week, and a lot of them feel just very heavy, weighed down by the things of life. I have a coincidence that most of the conversations has been around just their mental state or their mindset, and you know, just looking at what is going on in the world now, we are seeing, like, you know, increased numbers of those who have depression and mental health issues. And so that's kind of been the theme this week, just in some of my conversation, like the heaviness of everyone as they try to navigate the circumstances of life. And so God has just placed it on my heart to just pray for their rest. And when I say rest, I'm not talking about the rest that we get at night in our cozy bed, or, you know, that quick, you know, nap we take on the couch. I'm referring to the rest for our soul. You know, and this is a complete rest for our soul and in our mind and in our spirit. And I said not a cat nap rest, you know, where we trust God for 2 minutes and then we're back to worrying. You know, that's what a catnap is. We don't sleep for a long time. We're not resting truly for a long time. But it's also not like a worry nap or a worry rest, you know, where we're never really fully in a deep sleep or we're never fully trusting and resting in God. We're probably like sleeping with one eye open. You know, we're probably making decisions in life where we trust God a little bit, but we're still dependent on ourselves. So, you know, my prayer this week has just been that we're able to truly just rest and find rest in the things of God. And that's what the scripture I'll be reading today will talk about. So really quickly, I just want to pray for us. Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for this day, God. Thank you for giving us the strength to see this day, God. We know that it was nothing but your grace and mercy that allowed us to wake up this morning. So we say thank you, God. And as we all join together to hear this word, God, I pray that you just speak to the hearts of those who are listening. God, allow me to decrease and get out of the way and let your words really resonate with the listeners here and speak to them in a way that only you know how, so they can be encouraged and enriched as they start their day today. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 118. You know, as I was thinking about rest, you know, God took me back to seasons where I felt that I was just in a state of worry, where I was truly needing to rely more on God. So Psalm 118 is one of my favorite scriptures. I have so many notes in my Bible around this passage. Just, you know, in the seasons where I felt maybe a little empty or that I was doing things in my own strength. And so I want to read verse 1 through 14 this morning. Really let these words speak for themselves, but I do have a few notes about rest that I'll use to encourage you this morning. So Psalm 118, verse 1 through 14, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph over my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Amen. This is really encouraging just as we think about the love of God. And I want to take the word rest and give you just a few ways to rest on God's promises that we are reminded of here in this passage. So rest, starting with R. The reminder today is that we can rest on the promise that he will rescue us. So for R, he will rescue us. In looking at verse 10 through 12, you know, we can almost visualize this person where in a changing world, situations changing around you. It says, all nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. And it's like they turn around and they surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarm around me like bees, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The reminder for that is that the Lord will rescue you. We can rest on the promise that no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter what has taken place this week, that the God that we serve will rescue us. You know, there is power and protection in the name of the Lord, that we have access to the Lord. So when we're surrounded not only by enemies, but we're surrounded by financial troubles or, you know, issues in our marriage or, you know, uncertainties about the decisions we need to make concerning our children, God will rescue us. You know, this shows us that as we call upon the name of the Lord, he will be there. He will be our knight in shining armor. He wears the cape. God is there to rest on us. So that is one promise that I encourage us to rest on this week. For E, the promise and the reminder here to rest on is that God's love is everlasting. God's love is everlasting. As we began this scripture, it talked about how his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. There's four times just in those first four scriptures that it reminds us that God's love endures forever. And this is good news, that through it all, his love will remain. I don't know about you, but There aren't a lot of things and people that you can just say through it all, you know, their love will remain forever. If we just think about seasons in our life, we're human. You know, there it's not every day that, you know, no one will like tick us off or, you know, disappoint us and all of those things that could cause someone or us disappointing people, all these things that can cause us to not be loved by someone in this season. But God's love endures forever. It's everlasting. And so through all the seasons, through changing situations in our lives, we can rest on the promise that his love will remain and his love is everlasting. And so the next area of promise for the S is that he provides safety. God will provide safety for us. And I was reminded of this and even thinking back to when I first read this scripture years ago from verses 5-7. It says, when hard pressed, I cried out to the Lord and he brought me into a spacious place. You know, and even just thinking about that, I just envision, you know, in those times of weakness and sadness, it's almost like we are just like super pressed, maybe up against the wall in a corner in our prayer closet and just really crying out to the Lord, really feeling like everything is smothering us tight to where we can't even see a way out. It says God brought us into a spacious place where there's enough room for us in the presence of the Lord. There's safety and there's comfort. It says the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. And so we can truly rest on the promise this morning that he will provide safety for us in the times of trouble, in the times of need, in the times where we don't see a way out, where we don't have an answer, where we can't think of a plan and we can't analyze our way out of it. Know that God provides safety and he will bring you into a spacious place. But as you can see, we have to cry out to the Lord. And we only do that when we trust him and when we can truly rest and stand on his promise and belief that he actually provides safety for us. And so I want us throughout the rest of this week to really just rest on his promise that he'll provide safety for us and that he'll be with you. There's no reason to be afraid. And the last one for T in the word rest is that he is trustworthy. God is trustworthy. Verse 8 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princesses. And I don't know about princes, but I don't know about you, but that is really good news because it is just so encouraging to know that we can trust in the Lord with all of our heart. You know, we can find, it says, it's better to take refuge in the Lord. It's better to find shelter from danger or trouble in the Lord because we can trust that he'll be there. And, you know, we put a lot of trust and confidence in things throughout our days, whether it's, you know, cars or our chair or technology and all of these things. But do we trust God, you know, here on earth more than those things or more than human beings? And I want to encourage you to rest on the promise that you can actually trust God. We can trust God more than any person here on this earth to do what he said that he'll do, to be there for us, to be present. And that is an awesome, awesome, awesome promise to just rest on this week. And so just to quickly remind us, R-E-S-T, he will rescue us. His love is everlasting. He provides safety and he is trustworthy. And those are the four promises in this scripture that I want to encourage us to rest on for the rest of this week. And the last scripture in this passage that I read, verse 14, said, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. And that, my friends, is an awesome way to have complete rest in God. You know, the rest that we need for our soul, the rest that we need for our minds. And notice that it doesn't require things to change in your life for us to choose to rest. You know, oftentimes I was thinking about this as I was preparing this morning with our physical rest. You know, I don't know, we all may have our routines before we lay down in the bed, whether that's cut all the lights off or wash the dishes and fix the pillows on the sofa. All the things have to be done before we actually can lay down to sleep and to rest. Guess what? The awesome thing about God is that we can choose to rest at any time because it's a choice. And, you know, all the boxes don't have to be checked off. But the one that has to be checked off is that, God, I trust you. And that is where we find rest. And that's where we can be encouraged to rest on his promises. Amen. So I want to just send us out on a prayer. And I really want to encourage you all to rest on the promises of God this morning. Hey, if you look at the acronyms I gave you, and maybe there's one where you're like, ah, that sounds good, but I'm not there yet. Choose one, either the promise that he'll rescue you, or that his love is everlasting, or trusting that he'll provide safety, or knowing that he's trustworthy. You know, which one of those promises are you going to choose to rest on? If resting in God and resting on his promises is a choice, which one, if not all, are you going to choose to rest on for the rest of this week? Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our Father. And thank you, God, for being the ever-present thing and person in our life that we can find safety in and that we can truly rest on, God. God, your promises are yes and amen. We know that you are trustworthy. We know that you are always present, God, and we know that you're our Savior, God. So today, oh God, we choose and we resolve to believe you at your word and find rest in you, oh God. Dear Lord, we remove any worry or any doubt, God, any fear, God. Dear Lord, any time we're trying to analyze our way out of a situation or if we're bound by fear, God, dear Lord, we pray that you just put it on our heart to remember to just trust you, God, because it is in the trusting where we find rest for our soul, oh God. Dear Lord, we rebuke and come against any thought of worry or depression or any, you know, mental health issue that is keeping us bound, God, and preventing us from truly trusting and resting in your promises, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you set us free in our minds, oh God, dear God, and that we trust you at your word, Lord. Dear God, I pray for everyone that is hearing this word, God, that as a result of this call, they're a little more lighter, God. And it's not because something changed in their circumstances today, but it is because in their mind, they've just decided to trust you. Dear Lord, may they find rest throughout the rest of this day, oh God, and carry that rest and that decision to rest throughout the rest of their week, God. We just thank you for your presence on this call, and thank you for being someone that we can confide in, that we can have confidence in, that your love is unchanging in the midst of all the changing situations in our lives, God. We thank you and we honor you on this day. And we praise your name. It's in your name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all again for joining our Jumpstart call. This recording will be available later for review if you visit discoverlifega.org. And if it encouraged you and if you know someone needs this reminder, please send it to them as well, because we want to continue to spread the love and the word of God to others. Last but not least, please join us for our Sunday worship service. We will be on Facebook Live and YouTube Live Sunday morning. Please visit discoverlifega.org for more details and to access the links. Pray that you all have a great day. Have a good one.